It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Later this hour, we'll catch up on all the latest news from the Raptor Resource Project and the Eagle Cams in Decorah. But first, artist Rose Franson has been painting pandemic portraits. She is most famous for her work, Portrait of Maquoketa, a huge mural painted on 34 vertical panels that features the beautiful landscape of Maquoketa, and on the back of those panels, the faces of 180 residents of Maquoketa. And over the past 5 years, on and off, she's been painting portraits for the Faces of Iowa State collection. This year, she added 6 students to the collection, students who were selected because they've shown resilience and positivity in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll meet 3 of those students in just a few minutes. Franson also has an exhibition on display at the Christian Peterson Art Museum in Morrill Hall on the Iowa State University campus through July 30th. It's called Perceptions of Identity, and she is on the line with me now. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Charity.
Oh, thank you so much for being here today, and it's wonderful to hear your voice. Before we talk about this project, it's been a long, difficult year for pretty much everyone. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I have to say that when I went to Iowa State to paint these portraits, it was like walking into a rainbow, or to the pot at the end of a rainbow. It was pretty wild to be with people again for the first time in a year.
Well, and you
do pretty much. Go ahead.
I was going to say you do a lot of your work on your own in your studio anyway, but I'm sure that the isolation was a little more intense than usual.
Well, you know, I woke up one night and had this like feeling that, you know, boy, why haven't I seen any art? You know, and what I realized is that because of the pandemic, I hadn't traveled to see any museums or anything for so long that it was as if I've like whole parts of myself have not been explored. And I didn't realize, I thought, oh yes, it's the pandemic. That's why. I felt like I'm like the isolation. It's true, because when you live and you work in your studio, you do spend a lot of time on your own. But those trips out that feed you and that inspire you, They're definitely missed, you know, and the engagement with people. It's like I before even talking with you, I'm afraid, because I haven't talked with so many people, haven't been out doing that. I've like, do I even know how to have words anymore? You know, like, because when you paint, especially, you're already losing some of your word mind in a way.
Yeah.
But going out in the world, you kind of practice. You go to the grocery store and you can say, hey, you know, and you find that you have like more than 10 words to say, right? But so it's been like this challenge, like, oh man, you gotta, like, before I did a talk at Iowa State, it's like, man, Chuck said, my husband said, you should call some of your girlfriends and have some conversations. Because I kept finding that when words left my mouth, they felt weird. Like I could sense words leaving my mouth because I spend so much time alone and just not talking to anybody.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Well, you sound great, and I'm welcome back to the world.
Yeah, just bit by bit, huh? Bit by bit. I mean, for me, for the most part, the pandemic has been a pretty good excuse to do what I love to do, which is work pretty fiercely in the studio. But, it's been pretty rough, though, you know, to hear. I mean, I just lost... Well, we just lost somebody this week in my town that I don't know if it was the COVID, but she did have COVID just like 10 weeks ago.
Wow.
So I don't know. Yeah, so it's like, oh, one of my Portrait Maquoketa people.
Oh,
just
wow.
Passed away. And so it's just, you know, the idea that there's this sort of hidden threat out there that we're all like navigating. It's just kind of crazy, you know.
The Portraits of Iowa State, or the Faces of Iowa State project, has been going on since, was that 2016, I think, when it started. And
mm-hmm.
Now you've painted 40 different portraits of people who are affiliated with Iowa State University, part of that community. And this is kind of an intense process for you. You are painting a lot of portraits, one after the other, when you get invited to do part of this project. It's up to 40 portraits now. You added 6 more this year. And in this case, since the students were selected really because of the experiences they've had over the past year, What did that make the project even more intense for you, since they were invited because of an intense experience that they've been through?
I think so, and I think that the fact that they were they're younger people going through it, and it's been such an interruption of this pretty valuable time in their lives, the college experience, the university experience, and the I painted 3 grad students in this, and learning from them already the difficulty of the graduate programs that they're involved in, just to have this other problem on top of all of the other, just a normal, striving for a normal great academic education. So it was kind of interesting in that way for me, to meet them in their world a little bit.
You painted all of these students with masks on their faces. For safety, obviously, but other than that, why did you make that decision to paint the portraits in this way?
Well, let's talk about it. I think that what's interesting about painting it, first off, is in a way it's honoring this time that they went through, respecting the efforts that people have made in order to continue living their lives within this pandemic. But also, when I started thinking about it, and this is the thing about art, you can start to sort of see lots of layers of metaphors and lots of layers of other narratives that you can derive from the masks, from like putting something, like, most of the portraits have been done in this project without the mask, right? And there's never been the reason for people to be wearing masks prior to this last year.
Right.
But it's interesting because in some ways and from some places, philosophically or even psychologically, we walk around with masks anyway, right? And they're just the way we hold our face, the way we do our expression. So it's like we've almost taken, like, the mask itself now has become an obvious object. So it might be in the collection of the body of work a way to look at the portraits from just that, even that question. Does that make sense? I mean, I was kind of, so I'm game on the idea that it lands it into this contemporary, like it puts it into a time period, and then it puts it into a whole series of other questions. And then it also honors the sacrifice. So like, there's like the first 3 things that I can kind of wrap my brain around towards questions or levels, I think, of interest that the whole entire project might now engender.
Yeah. Well, and of course, looking at these portraits, everyone will instantly know when they are painted.
Exactly. That's what I mean by like, it really frames it in this time period. So now what we've been painting in the Faces project is you have people from, some of them are alumni, some have went to university, Iowa State University, like, I don't know, decades ago, and then have gone on and they've been selected for this reason or that reason, this achievement or this contribution. And then you have people who are active in the university now and have been active for 30 or 40 years. So it's sort of like you have this whole wide timelessness in a sense, except for they're all the people that are alive in the time that I'm painting the paintings, which is one of the cohesive or one of the things that pull it together. But now we've actually put this 2020 into it, 2021. And hopefully, I mean, as you think about it, you hope that this is just a year or two period and that it isn't the beginning of where everybody's always wearing masks in the future. If we do our part in the pandemic, maybe we can actually not be forever subjugated to wearing masks for the rest of our lives, unless we choose to put one on our face and smile politely in front of someone that we don't really agree with.
Right, the masks we were already wearing. And now, I am, of course, very honored to have been part of this project, The Faces of Iowa State. And back when you painted my portrait, you told me that I couldn't smile and show my teeth because mouths and teeth are so time-consuming to paint in a portrait. So in painting these portraits, was it also a little bit easier because so much of the face was obscured?
It's interesting. I thought it would be when we decided to do it and the students agreed to do it. I mean, there was a, you know, it's sort of interesting because this project is really, it's about taking the individual and honoring the individual as reflection of not their achievements, but also their relationship to this larger whole of the university and the consciousness of the entire university, right? And it's kind of like I paint portraits because the individuality, it's like a representation of the uniqueness and individuality of every person, which is like such a beautiful idea, ultimately, about our about the species in general, that every face is individual. So to take that in these, I'm going to call them kids if they don't mind, if Derek doesn't mind, these younger people, these students and these people, and put them into that, right, like to take away that a part of their face, you'd think, oh, you know, you're not honoring them. And I thought, you know, I thought it would be easier to paint them, but it in a way, it made the part that did get seen have to be painted with way even more refinement and more attention.
Oh, interesting.
Like when I was looking in their eyes, I really had to like really, really concentrate on capturing their eyes. And then it was interesting that the masks themselves being painted on their face started to somehow represent where their chin cut back, where their nose cut back, the three-dimensionality.
Rose,
of
we have
face.
To take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm talking with artist Rose Franson about painting pandemic portraits for the Faces of Iowa State. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. I'm talking with artist Rose Franson. She, over the last 5 years, has been painting portraits that are included in the Faces of Iowa State collection. It's up to 40 portraits now, and the portraits are on permanent display at the Parks Library on the second floor on the Iowa State University campus. You can also see more of Rose Franson's work at the Christian Peterson Art Museum in Morrill Hall on the campus. That's a new exhibition called Perceptions of Identity on display through July 30th. And just this year, she added 6 new portraits to this collection, portraits of students who were chosen to be part of the collection because they've shown resilience and positivity in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. And just before the break, Rose and I were talking about what it's like to paint a portrait of someone with a mask on their face, which really became part of the student's identity in these portraits. And Rose, I want to introduce some of the students into the conversation now. Derek Capeu is a master's student in sustainable agriculture and anthropology at Iowa State University. Derek, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Charity. This has been a wonderful experience.
Well, such an honor to be chosen. Do you remember when you learned that you'd been selected to be part of this?
Yeah, I do, actually. I had spent the day with my dad, and I was driving home, and I received an email from the dean of CALS on Iowa State, you know, campus. And he congratulated me for being nominated and asked me if I wanted to participate. And it was just such an honor. There's no way I was going to be able to turn it down. And so I accepted the offer, and it's been kind of a whirlwind ever since.
Yeah. Well, you are Iowan by birth. You were born in Marshalltown. You're also a member of the Meskwaki Nation. Can you tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing at Iowa State?
Yeah. So I'm a double master's student, and I'm studying sustainable agriculture and anthropology, like you said. And I'm working on the project called the Three Sisters Project. And what we're doing is we are traveling around to five different Native American nations around the upper Midwest. And I'm learning about their cultural connections to soil and what they think about gardening and conservation. And then we also run some experiments, an experimental garden at the Iowa State Horticultural Research Station, where we grow in line with Native American cropping practices. We're growing corn, squash, and beans together, and we're trying to see the effects on the soil compared to monocrop.
Oh, wow. And what has your pandemic experience been like?
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody can relate, but it's been very isolating. For the first, I think, 9 or 10 months of the pandemic, I was working from home explicitly. I never went to campus because campus was basically shut down. So I was just stuck behind my computer day after day, and I never really left. And it was really, really challenging. And it still is. I mean, I can't really collaborate with people in my classes like in a normal year when there's not a pandemic. Everything has to be done online, and it's really making things a lot more harder.
Yes, everyone can relate to that for sure. Also, the pandemic has been particularly hard for many Indigenous communities in the United States. Have you encountered that with your work with so many different nations?
Yes, I have actually. And it's really kind of unfortunate, but Indigenous communities were getting hit harder. And I even lost a family member very early on in the pandemic, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, it was early spring, maybe early summer, or late spring, early summer. And I lost my uncle. And it's just really tragic. And we're still dealing with it. And I just hope that we can get through this experience as quick as possible so no more people have to be feeling pain like that.
The process of having your portrait painted is a pretty intense process. I was talking with Rose about it a little bit earlier, but she does these portraits very quickly. But you sat down together for what, about 5 hours, Derek?
Four. I think it's about 4 hours.
All right. And you had a mask on your face, so that probably gave you the ability to talk a little bit more than some of the people that she's painted over the years. So what was that like for the two of you to get to know each other and experience that session?
I really appreciated the whole experience with Rose. It was really fun to just talk to an artist such as herself and just to learn different worldviews and to share my worldview with her. And it was really, really neat experience just to bond with Rose like that. And I look forward to seeing more of her work in the future.
Rose, you do love to talk to people, and that's a little bit of a struggle for you when you're painting, isn't it? To not engage too deeply in conversation.
It is, but I have to say, just hearing Derek's voice has just made a giant smile like go across my face the whole time. And it's so big I can hardly even like open my eyes. I just, you know, I mean, he just listening to him, it just reminds me of so much hope and like just what an incredible experience it was to sit across from all of these six students, you know. I was just so filled with I'm not answering your question, but it's just so nice to hear his voice again.
Well, and that's, so. I mean, these portraits are about hope, aren't they, Rose?
They really are. You know, I think that what I've learned in the faces of Iowa State portrait project that's slightly different from what I learned from my Makokadin project. Makokadin taught me about the dignity that each individual has, like, and that we, that's this, you know, but what Iowa State has taught me, like painting these portraits, it's the dignity, is all of that is there, all the stuff I learned from the individual, but I also am feeling like just kind of in awe to sit across from people with the desire to contribute, you know, they everybody is somewhat of a wish to try to do something for their community, for the world, the planet, and especially the six people that I just painted. I mean, it was so hopeful, and you know, I just think that we need, I wish I could tell, I wish everybody could hear the conversations that I had with each one of them, and how they were, everyone was different, with a different just a little bit different flavor, but all of them bringing this quality of, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. Anyway, I'll let Derek talk more because he's more interesting.
Derek, we only have about a minute left because I want to bring a couple other students into the conversation. But what do you think you'll take with you from this experience?
You know, I just really hope that me being painted as one of the faces of ISU will be a source of inspiration for other people that, you know, might be in my situation, you know, coming from Indigenous nations, or especially my family members, like my nieces and nephews. I really hope that I can inspire them to go on to school and to learn something and, you know, get a good career too.
Oh, well, Derek, thank you so much. I'm sure it will be inspiring, and I hope that your family and those you love continue to stay safe, or are safe, through the end of this pandemic. Derek Capeyu is a master's student in sustainable agriculture and anthropology, one of the faces of Iowa State, painted by Rose Franson just this year, becoming part of a larger collection that's been painted over the last 5 years. And next, I want to bring Catherine Found into the conversation. She is a third year DVM in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Iowa State University. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And Catherine, tell me about when you discovered that you'd been selected to be part of this.
Yeah, it sounds like I have a similar story to Derek. My dean of the vet school told me, and I was like, me? Are you talking about me? Because I just feel like there's so many good things happening at the veterinary school, and so many other folks cross my mind. But it's been an honor to have someone represented from the veterinary school, because it is such an incredible profession. And just the education I'm getting there, I'm really proud of. So,
what has your pandemic experience been like?
Yeah, I think I can speak for the veterinary student population in general here, and folks in general, in that we're not great at sitting in our computer all day. I think a lot of us go into veterinary medicine, you know, because we want to work with our hands and do and be out and about. So that's been a challenge, I think, just, you know, because a lot of us have been home on our computers watching lectures and learning the veterinary content from a computer instead of with our hands. We're seeing other folks, but day by day, we're just getting through it and slowly getting back to our classes and to our labs. And so there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I think.
You have been doing a lot of work in Costa Rica in recent years, doing spays and neuters for small animals and really helping with a large stray animal population, helping people and animals who don't have the resources we might have here in the United States. The pandemic really put a stop to that, but you have found other ways to really make a difference. Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to go back down to Costa Rica to do some animal clinics down there in a rural spot last May. And then we moved it to August, and then we moved it to December. And eventually we decided we couldn't bring any pre-veterinary students at all with us down there because, you know, I think there's been an element of surprise to every single person, even the best scientists in the world, to what this pandemic means. And we've just kind of had to adapt, and we did end up getting all of our supplies that we needed for these clinics down to Costa Rica, which felt like a huge win. And the folks down there, I think, were very appreciative of it because, you know, we have some of the resources here in Ames and you know, in the U.S. in general. We were able to collect a lot of supplies for them down there, even with a pandemic going on.
You also became a foster parent during the pandemic. That doesn't relate to your work as a vet, but that's a big commitment, especially in the midst of this crisis.
Yeah, I think that was a little serendipitous in the way that we finished our certification courses right when the pandemic was beginning. And, you know, just because there was a pandemic didn't mean that there was no foster children. So we just kind of forged on in that regard too. And obviously more stipulations and tribulations that came with it, but didn't mean that we shouldn't do it, you know, so that's been a good experience.
What do you think you'll take away from being part of the Faces of Iowa State?
Yeah, Rose, being with Rose for those 5 hours and having her converse with us, it was an incredible experience. And I asked her at one point, I said, how do you have these conversations in the midst of such strict, you know, artistic work that you're doing? And she just did an amazing job of having really great conversations while doing such incredible work. So that's just to witness that, I think, was pretty awe-inspiring, especially like after Rose was saying, we've been kind of away from art, I think, at least I have too, for a while. So I think just that the memory of it will last with me forever, and I'm just honored to be representing the veterinary school here.
Well, Catherine, congratulations, and thank you so much for talking with me. And Rose, I'm going to ask you one quick question before we introduce our final student. You do get to know the people that you paint very well in this intense short period. Is that part of capturing who they are in the painting for you?
For me, it is. I just kind of have a few tears pouring down my face right now just listening to Catherine. I mean, she's an incredible woman doing incredible things. And, you know, if you're going to spend 4 hours painting somebody, the opportunity to actually meet another human being in their world, it seems like I would be a fool not to want to do it, you know? And it basically means I just have to have curiosity about their lives and about who they are, and then a vulnerability for both of us to share back and forth. And it's just, I mean, that's the basic posture, just like being really interested in who this other person is, you know?
Yeah.
And it just makes the experience so much more human for me, like so much more like affirming about the good in the world of all these people that we're sharing the planet with. So, she's a wonderful woman. I mean,
we have one more wonderful person.
People.
Yeah, one more wonderful person that we're going to have to meet very, very briefly. But Thierry Habinshuti grew up in Rwanda, went to school at Des Moines Christian, and is a senior in civil engineering. Hello, Thierry.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh.
Hi, Rose and Derek. And,
hi, Thierry.
Thank
Catherine.
You. Thank you so much for being here. And you were nominated by an administrator at Iowa State who works with international students. I know that this pandemic has been really difficult for international students. What does it mean to you to be selected to be part of this?
It was a huge honor. Like Catherine said, you know, why me? I was surprised and I was, you know, full of joy. And it's just a blessing to see me be a part of something big, you know, something like a face of our state. So I was really honored.
Yeah. Well, and your face, of course, will be part of this collection forever. We only have about a minute, but tell me a little bit about what you're studying and what you hope to be able to do once you graduate in December.
I am studying civil engineering, and I am hoping to help the community to serve and work in either in the infrastructures, and hopefully, you know, make the world a better place.
And what does it mean to you, Thierry, to have your face as part of this collection?
It's just amazing. It's being able to see me in the mirror. Rose did a good job. We got to know her very, very well. She put a lot of thought into it. She got my face exactly who I am. She got everything right. And me being able to be in the library at our state, it will inspire many people like me to know they can do it, to know they're doing something. They are being, you know, a part of something big.
Oh, well, congratulations again. And Thierry Habinshuti, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
And Rose Franson, we are out of time, but thank you so much for sharing your gift with all of us and these beautiful portraits.
Thank you, Charity. Thank you for talking with me about this with all of these guys.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. The Faces of Iowa State collection is on display in the Parks Library at Iowa State University on the second floor. You can also see more of Rose Franson's work at the Christian Peterson Art Museum in Morrill Hall. This exhibition called Perceptions of Identity is on display through July 30th. Coming up in just a moment, we'll get the latest news from the Decorah Eagles. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.